I felt a little chill glide over the nape of my neck. He's worried that if enough people knew that the Black Council was real, they wouldn't line up to fight them. They'd join.
Everyone loves a winner, Ebenezer said. And we haven't been looking too good lately. People are afraid. Christos is building his influence on it.
I stopped in my tracks and all but threw up on the cold stone floor. Ebenezer stopped, putting his hand on my arm, and frowned in concern.
What is it, boy?
Sir, I said, hearing my voice shake. When Peabody came to the island...
Yes?
He wasn't alone. Someone else came with him. Someone we never saw. We said nothing for a long minute.
That's only one explanation, Hoss, Ebenezer said. It's not even a calculated estimate. It's a flat-out guess.
There was no conviction in his voice, though. Ebenezer felt the same thing I did, a hard gut feeling that left me certain, not pretty sure, but certain, that I was right. Besides, we were talking in whispers in an out-of-the-way corridor of our own damn stronghold. If that didn't tell you something was seriously wrong with the White Council, I don't know what would.
They're inside, I whispered.
My mentor faced me gravely.
That's why they whacked Lafortier,
to get their own man into position. I leaned against the wall and shook my head.
They won.
They won the round, he said. Fight isn't over.
It is for Morgan, I said.
But not for you, he said with harsh intensity. Morgan thought that saving your life was worth losing his own.
Ebenezer took a deep breath. Then he said, very quietly,
Hoss, it ain't over. Some of us are going to do something about it.
I looked at him sharply.
Do something?
It's just a few for now. Some wizards, some key allies, people we know we can trust. I'm the only one who knows everyone involved. We've got to take this fight to the enemy, learn more about them, determine their goals, shut them down.
Fight fire with fire, huh? Ebenezer smiled wryly.
In denying the existence of one conspiracy, Langtree has necessitated another.
And got himself a twofer with a side order of irony, I said. If the Black Council finds out about us, they're going to jump for joy. They'll expose us, call us the Black Council, and go on their merry way.
Us already, is it?
His eyes gleamed as he nodded. And given what we'll be doing, if the White Council finds out, they're going to call it sedition. They'll execute us.
See what I mean? Just like Disneyland.
I thought about it for a minute. You know that in every objective sense, we're making a Black Council of our own.
Aye.
So where does that leave us?
With pure hearts and good intentions, he answered. Our strength shall be the strength of 10.
I snorted loudly.
Ebenezer smiled wearily. Well, Hoss, we're not going to have much choice other than to be walking down some mighty dark alleys and doing it in mighty questionable company. Maybe we should think of ourselves as a gray council.
Gray council, I said. We started walking again, and after a few minutes I asked him, the world's gotten darker and nastier, even in just the past few years. Do you think what we do will make a difference?
I think the same thing you do, Ebenezer said. That the only alternative is to stand around and watch everything go to hell.
His voice hardened.
We're not going to do that.
Damn right we're not, I said. We walked the rest of the way to Chicago together.